There was as fine a London blade as ever trod on leather. Most sumptuously he was arrayed, his wig, his hat, and feather, his rapier hanging by his side, well mounted on a gelding. To Oxford City he would ride to view the ancient building. But he no sooner was come there in all his pomp and glory, when meeting with a damsel fair, a sweet and pleasant story, to her he freely did unfold her love to gain the sooner. He showed her handfuls of his gold to bring her into humor. He then began to compliment and sweetly to embrace her. The damsel would not give consent that he should e'er disgrace her. Her modest mind was not inclined, nor in the least was leaning unto his will, but answered still, she did not know his meaning. My love, said he, let me enjoy with thee a moment's pleasure. My sweetest creature, be not coy, thou shalt not want for treasure. All night within my folded arms my love shall lie and slumber, with many sweet delightful charms and kisses out of number. Said she, your proffer I disdain, good sir, I pray be civil. Indeed you now are much to blame to tempt a maid to evil. Forbear to talk at such a rate, discretion has endued me. It is not your enchanted bait that ever shall delude me. Kind sir, I pray now let me go, I strange and do admire. Let you should seek my overthrow to please your fond desire. If there in me be any truth, I am resolved to tarry. I'll never pleasure any youth but those with whom I marry. The damsel thus declared her mind, then without molestation his heart was more and more inclined. He stood in admiration. The luster of her beauty fair his heart had so inflamed, that he was caught in Cupid's snare before her love he gained. My dearest love, I thee adore, if thou canst freely love me, I set by thee such mighty store, I fancy none above thee. With thee I mean to live and die, thou sweet and lovely creature. Thou art a jewel in mine eye, no lady more completer. She could not longer say him no, and now to end the quarrel, in love they both together go to buy her rich apparel. She looked like a sumptuous dame in all her rich attire. Her beauty flew on wings of fame, his friends did all admire. She was indeed an honest girl and of a modest carriage. He prized her more than gold or pearl and joined with her in marriage. Now may she lead as sweet a life as she is fair and pretty. For now she is a merchant's wife of London, famous city.